Welcome to the Sunday morning broadcast of the South Carolina Fellowship of the Fishermen Ministry. If you would like to support this ministry and our programs, please go to our website at www.thefishermenministry.org and click the donation button on the site. Thank you for your support.
Everybody, welcome to the Sunday morning worship service with the Fishermen Ministry in South Carolina. Let's worship the Lord.
From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, my Lord's name is to be praised. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, my Lord's name is to be praised. Praise ye the Lord, praise all ye servants of the Lord, praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Gather in his name.
Jesus with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. All my steps were paid by his sacrifice. Hallelujah to the Lamb who redeemed my life. I am not my own. I was bought with a price. I was purchased with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. All my debts were paid by his sacrifice.
Got it. Here we go.
I am not my own. I was bought with a price. I was purchased with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. All my debts were paid by his sacrifice. Hallelujah to the Lamb who redeemed my life.
Praise the Lord, hallelujah, I don't care what the devil's gonna do. You know, things will stick with you if you pay attention a little bit, which is a good idea. And I was thinking about Paul's message with behold the goodness and severity of God out of Romans 4. But I was thinking about, you know, Paul was preaching out of Romans 4, Paul Mohler, and behold the goodness and severity of God. And I had not considered that severity, it's a righteous judgment, and it has to be met. All offenses against the crown must be answered, right? So we'd offended greatly and do offend greatly. And so in God's severe judgment, which would rightfully have fallen on us and still could if we chose to do that, he decided to take that judgment upon himself. And that's bedrock to our Christian faith. That's bedrock to our relationship with Christ. And then on the back side of that, I've been spending a fair amount of time in Romans 7. You had the law was given. The law was never meant to save, but really because of the prideful nature that all of us carry just as people, we want to measure up, you know. And the Apostle Paul talked about how the law is good and righteous and holy and just, but he had misapplied it. And so that which was good for our good became unto him and to us really death. And that's that constant striving to measure up, measure up, measure up, measure up. And your flesh can't do it, you know. And the Apostle Paul said, it's not even me doing it. It's sin that dwells in me. With my mind, with my desires, I want to serve the law of God. I really want to serve God. But the Lord, in his severity and goodness, realized that wouldn't happen. And so Christ was the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. God was in tune with his creation. He knew what could be. And so he made a way right from the jump for us to be reconciled to him. And on the line of the goodness of God, go over to Matthew 7, verse 7. Ask and it shall be given you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth. And to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. Or what man is there of you, whom if his son ask bread, will he give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he give him a serpent? If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father which is in heaven give good things to them that ask him? Therefore, all things whatsoever ye would that men should do to you, even so do ye even so to them. For this is the law and the prophets. And I'm going to back it up just a little bit. Look at verse 11. All right, he's telling us we can go to our Heavenly Father because he is the God of all love and he's faithful. And we are his children if we've chosen to accept him. And Jesus here is talking to Jews, man, like the best of the best. And in 11 he says, if you then being evil know how to give good gifts to your children. So right there he just threw us all in the same nasty bucket. We're just all evil. A man left to his own devices is just plain evil. And that, I do this at work. I mean, it's kind of known in the office, you know, my boss will get ready to leave. You good? Nope. I'm evil, just like you, Gil. He's like, oh man, you always go there. I said, yeah, that's where it stands regarding the equipment condition. It's terrible, but I understand that it's 2:30 and you're going to go drink beer and call me in about 3 hours. So that's fine. So if you then being evil, see, you've got this really wretched, the Apostle Paul called it, you know, he said, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? And so we've got this, the flesh you see in this rotten mind that just, I got my hand flapping up by my ear like a voice talking if you can't see me, but you've got this voice. You don't even need Satan. Nope. You can hose yourself all by yourself. Yeah, you don't even have to be married and have somebody point it out. At some point, you know, it should dawn on you that you're not doing it right, and you can't do it right. But that's Jesus here saying, look, all right, if you even in your fallen state, even in your evil state, would give good gifts to your kids, how much more then, I'll just read it, if ye then being evil know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father which is in heaven give good things to them that ask him. That's hope. Therefore, all things whatsoever you would that men should do to you, even so, do ye even so to them. For this is the law and the prophets. Right, so we have, look, the mystery of all the ages is Christ in you, the hope of glory. That's what all the prophets and the men in antiquity, they were tuning into this thing, trying to get a grasp on it. To us, it's directly revealed that Jesus Christ lives within us, if we'll let him, if we've asked him, if we've repented. And in that, we're carrying this fallen nature, you know. Someday the chains will drop off. You know, all of our turns are coming. And, I mean, it's a painful thing to lose somebody, but, oh, man, when a believer dies, isn't there the bitterness of the loss, but the sweetness? I thought I was getting past this. The sweetness of the hope. The sweetness of the hope. We grieve for us, and that's okay. But that's not really what I wanted to talk about. The goodness of God. And it's, I really caught it where Christ is talking about his goodness to us, his willingness to give to us. Not that he has any illusions about where we're at. He doesn't. And then he turns around here in 12. Therefore, look, because I'm good, because God's got your back and you're taken care of, because all this is true, in my spirit, I'm with you now, but I'm going to be within you soon. Because my spirit's within you, do this. Therefore, verse 12, therefore all things whatsoever ye would that men should do to you, do ye so even to them, for this is the law and the prophets. So you take all the law, the prophets, you bring it down into one beautiful pearl, if you like. And it's just simply this: thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, soul, mind, and strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. And in this indwelling of the Spirit, we're freed from that letter. The letter of the law, you know, touch not, taste not, handle not. Or, you know, may the Lord have mercy on you if you came up in Pentecostal holiness circles, you know. All that's gone. All the handwriting of ordinances, which was against us, right? For by the law is the knowledge of sin. All that handwriting of ordinances, all that law was nailed to the foot of the cross at Calvary. And now there's a new and a better way. And it's so simple. You know, easy, but it's simple. Love God, trust God, and make it a point to love each other. And on the way out, I would say traffic is a good place to try this. Right? When you're in traffic, I'm a great traffic coach. I think people benefit greatly from the opinions and things that I offer in my truck. But if you can, you could take advantage of the commute. And now I'm being serious here. Take advantage of the commute, because there's anything that just flat needles you like some moron around you in a line of cars. You know, if you can take advantage of that, like, Lord, I forgive him. Lord, please bless him. Take advantage of those little things. And that's it for me. Lover, let us love one another. Lovers of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God. And knoweth God, he that loveth not, knoweth not God, for God is love. So beloved, let us love one another. 1 John 4:7-8. Beloved, let us love one another. The lovers of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God. And knoweth God, he that loveth not, knoweth not God, for God is love. So beloved, let us love one another. 1 John 4:7-8.
One more, beloved.
Let us love one another. The lovers of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God. And knoweth God, he that loveth not, knoweth not God, for God is love.
oh beloved, let us love one another. 1 John 4:7.
Well, good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Well, it was you were mentioning one of the things that the law showed, and really want to highlight that the law was good, but what it showed was the evil in us. Okay, and that's what the thing was that because it was good, it was like a light shined on us, and we could see that we were yet evil, and all it did was it was a schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ, the one that can cover, the one that did fulfill the law, the one that took it all upon him, so and paid the price for us, that we have a way. But I want to kind of we talked about last week about going forward. Okay, and I want to stay on this track because I don't want to have one message about going forward and then we just stop. Right? We have an example, and we've talked about that example that we had. We have many examples, but we have that example where you see the salvation of Jesus Christ and that eternal life and God's faithfulness being promised and being delivered to somebody right here in the fellowship. And it was a beautiful thing. And that should build a confidence within us. Not a confidence in ourselves, no, but a confidence in Jesus Christ and His faithfulness and what He has completed. And that is the thing we can trust. He's a good, loving Father, and we can trust Him. Now, it's an interesting thing, because as we go forward, and we were talking about ministering that gospel unto others, and loving one another within here, because without us being able to love one another amongst each other, ourselves, how are we going to love somebody that is without? Well, we're deceiving ourselves if we think that's the case. But I want to stay focused on moving forward, and I don't care. I really don't care what has happened in the past. It's irrelevant. The Lord took it upon His cross if you turned and repented from it. I don't care how you've been, what your struggles are, what your deficiencies are. I don't care about any of those things. And neither does the Lord. And neither does the Lord Jesus Christ. And really, that's the one that matters, that cares or not. Because He is well able, and we've seen that. And we can attain that. But as I was looking, and we were having a Bible study last night, and we seen David, you know, as he was going back and he was taking back the land from the Philistines and many other nations, the Moabites and all these, he was taking back the land that belonged to Israel in the first place. And you could see where the Lord preserved David, and David was valiant. But the whole thing was David was doing that for the Lord and for God's people. I'm not going to say his people, because it was God's people, and David simply was just a servant unto Jesus Christ. Now, it's an interesting thing as we've seen people move forward, and when that started happening was when Israel chose to follow the Lord and elect David as king. Okay, because it was promised unto David, but you didn't see that fullness of that deliverance actually come to the children of Israel when they chose. When they chose to get on the Lord's plan. See, and it was the Lord's plan for who to be king of Israel? David. Okay, and when David became king of Israel, not the part where he was just king of Judah, but no, when he was king of all Israel, you've seen the hand of the Lord move mightily. Now, that's not the only one. What'd you see back in the promised land? You've seen the same thing. When it happened with Joshua, and where the people turned unto the Lord and following Joshua, who God called to be his messenger. And they aligned themselves up with the Lord. And then you've seen the promise of God being delivered for them as a nation. Now I say this because one of the things is, it's like the Lord has this plan and we have the opportunity to get on that plan. If I am in absolute, here's a plan that the Lord laid out for. He laid out his plan, and if I refuse to get on that plan, I can't expect him just to get my back when I fall away. And when I choose to be in rebellion and do my own thing. And in fact, the Lord doesn't punish me or any of those things in that sense, but I just give place to the enemy. I give the place to the enemy to kill, steal, and destroy in the midst of that. The Lord always has his hand out there for me to get on board with that plan. And that plan is there for me, and that plan is there for you. It is to get on. But if we don't get on that plan, I mean, I can't turn around and blame God for that. One of the things I want to go to is Romans 13. And in Romans 13, it says, "Let every soul be subject unto the higher powers. For there is no power but of God. The powers that be are ordained of God. Whosoever therefore resisteth the power, resisteth the ordinance of God. And they that resist shall receive to themselves damnation. For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to the evil. Wilt thou then not be afraid of the power? Do that which is good, and thou shalt have praise of the same." And I wanted to highlight this because it's, you know, when I read that, I came to this because when I was reading David last night, and then I seen that deliverance that happened unto Israel when the children of Israel actually chose to agree with the Lord's plan and be a part of that plan. And when they did, the deliverance came in a mighty, mighty way. And you can see the hand of the Lord move mighty for the children of Israel. Mighty. And it's in that place where it was the people that agreed with the Lord. And I looked at David as being one that was an authority. And the reason why it says here in Romans 13 is talking about, it's talking about the higher powers, because those places which Moses stood, that place where David stood, that place where Joshua stood, was a place in authority of the Lord. And those that would agree with those guys and agree with the Lord's plan for Israel were blessed. And you can see where they chose to not serve the Lord and to reject those that the Lord sent. Okay, it did not work out very well for them at all. You know, what does it say in the scripture? And I don't want to mutilate this. It says, "Him that receiveth you receiveth me. And him that receiveth me receiveth him that what? Sent me." Okay, so it was those that would reject Joshua, or those that would reject Moses, or those that would reject David, as the Lord called them out to go forward to be that messenger for the Lord and to walk in their His anointing and power of the Lord. When they rejected them, they rejected Christ. See, they rejected Christ. And see, those messengers was not them. And you were talking about the goodness and the severity of God. That severity is ones that chose to reject the Lord. Ultimately, when they rejected them, they rejected the Lord. And that's kind of that severity part of it. But those that the Lord has sent has not been there for your destruction. Has not been there for your hurt. Has not been there for your harm. But let's read 3 or 4. For he is the minister of God to thee for good. But if thou do that which is evil, be afraid, for he beareth not the sword in vain. For he is the minister of God and a revenger to execute wrath upon him that doeth evil. So what does it say here? For he is the minister of God to thee for what? Good. All right. And then when once the people agreed with the Lord and agreed with the plan that the Lord had set before them and received those that the Lord sent as if they would receive the Lord, they were blessed mightily. And you see it in scriptures like a skipping stone. You see it with Elisha. You see it with Elijah. You've seen it with Joshua. You've seen it with Caleb. You've seen it over and over and over again of examples of those that would receive who the Lord has sent. And it has never been for their destruction, but for their good. Now, sometimes it doesn't feel like it's for our good now, does it? Let's get honest here. Okay, and what the thing was, why it doesn't seem for us for good is because of our own stinking pride. See, what happens, is our pride gets offended. We get corrected because the Lord loves us, and how does He correct us? He usually has somebody in authority that corrects us, or a brother and a sister in the Lord that corrects us, but see, that right there, gets us frustrated. And the only thing is that the whole time it's meant for your good. And the uno numo problem, the biggest opponent that we have, is when we get up in the morning and we look in the stinking mirror and we see ourselves. It's that pride staring right back, that old man staring right back at you. But see, the Lord has given us deliverance from that. And some of the things that He shows us through a minister or just through His Spirit or through whatever the case may be is where we're still hanging on to that pride. Or we're still hanging on to that idol that comes before the Lord. Or we're still hanging on to that thing that keeps us from going forward in Him. It's just revealing that thing which is to our detriment, to our success and walk in Him. That's the thing that's being revealed to us. And it's easy to let go of that thing when you can see that it's not any good for you. But when we thought it was great and it's revealed to us as not being good and it's hindering our growth, well, then we start to get a little bit of an issue. Our underwear gets a little wadded up, doesn't it? I know every single one of you been here in this. I see the faces across the board here like, Phil, can we still have to talk about that right now? But when we choose to actually let go and agree with the Lord, and I want to highlight that. Because a lot of times we want to point and we want to blame the minister. Okay, but it's not that. It's actually the Lord showing this within ourselves. And when we can see it and look at it and say, you know what, Lord? You're right. This has been hindering me. This has been keeping me from going forward in you. And Lord, I don't want it anymore. I don't want it anymore, Lord. Forgive me for hanging on to that garbage. And Lord, I give it unto you because I don't want it no more. I want to be free in you. And what happens? What happens when you do that? And I've been there, and when I've done that, the weight lifted off. The chains come falling down, and you become free. And you become free in Him. The thing that's been binding you for a long time, that the Lord is faithful and just to reveal us unto us because He's good and He loves us. Brad, you were talking this morning about the Father given unto His children. And we being evil know how to give good gifts to our children. How much more the Father of lights gives us far better. And He knows what's best for us. And see, we can trust Him for that. See, we think we can know what's best for us all the time. Well, we think we do. When we come to find out, I don't know what's best for me. And so, Lord, I lift my soul unto You, O Lord. And I give it all unto You. You know what's best for me. See, it's not for your harm. It's for your good. Did not Davey preach not too long ago, back in the minister's conference, or a year before the ministry? I don't remember, but I do remember what he said. The Lord did not call us to failure, but to succeed. What did we have we just witnessed not long ago? Was the faithfulness of the Lord in His promise unto a brother that went to go be with Him. How much more can we trust Him and His faithfulness unto us? So much the more. Even when it doesn't feel good, that just means it's your pride. Let it go. I was thinking of myself last night. Lord, the biggest enemy of mine that has kept me from growing in You has been my own stinking pride. And I don't want it anymore. I don't want it in me, and I don't want it in my family, and I don't want it among the brother, and I don't want it anymore. I don't want it anymore. But I'm going to continue on. Wherefore, you must needs be subject not only for wrath, but also for conscience' sakes. For this cause, pay you tribute also, for they are God's ministers, attending continually upon this very thing. Render therefore to all their dues, tribute to whom tribute is due, custom to whom custom, fear to whom fear, honor to whom honor. Owe no man anything, but to what? Love one another. He that loveth another hath fulfilled the law. For this, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness, thou shalt not covet. And if there be any other commandment, it is briefly comprehended in this saying, namely, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. And you have that list where he's talking about giving tribute and tithing to your ministers and the tithes and offerings. And it talks about in Deuteronomy where when you do the tithes and offerings and alms, that the windows of heaven be opened up and blessings will come down and overtake you. But one of the things I wanted to highlight is in this, you can see just very much this, that line of authority that comes straight down where the Lord is for each and every one of us. As His body, and for us to go forward. And one of the biggest things that he highlights in here is what? Love. Not love, not philios love, not, oh, I'm going to tell you something that makes you feel good. You're going to tell me something that makes me feel good. I'm going to do something that makes you feel good. And you're going to tell me, give me something that makes me feel good, or whatever the case may be. Don't hear me wrong. Brotherly love is good, but it ain't about stroking each other's pride. It ain't about ignoring the fact that the things that we struggle with of going forward in the Lord, that they don't get addressed, or we don't in love tell our brother, or if you're an authority over somebody, tell them when you see clearly that this thing is hindering their walk. No, see, that's not love. I mean, when you seen Jesus and he loved him, and you had that rich young ruler there, and the one thing that he lacketh was what? Go sell everything that you have and come and follow me. And what in that scripture it says, and he loved them. He loved him. He loved him. See, it was that agape love. And he brought an opportunity and a choice before that young man to go forward in Jesus Christ and be free from the chains that was binding him up. And that was his own goods and his riches. See, that wasn't freedom that man had. That was bondage. I mean, how many times I know I thought if I had just had $1 million, if I had $2 million, I had $120 million, my problems would be solved. No, my problems would be compacted more than I can handle. Freaking would have been dead. But see, those were bonds. That wasn't freedom. What the Lord was offering to that young man was a freedom. But the young man walked away. The young man walked away and did not take that opportunity. Now, where he ended up didn't mean it was all said and done. I know I walked away from the freedom many times myself. But because the Lord is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins, I had the opportunity to yet turn back unto him. I had yet the opportunity to turn back unto him. And he blessed me mightily. It's amazing what happened when I started agreeing with the Lord. I mean, blessings really started happening. It was just like with the children of Israel, of seeding abundantly above. I can ask or think. I mean, you can see Israel, when the whole thing started all the way before Saul, they were like the bottom of the food chain if you're looking at the nations and the power they had. Then we look by the end of David's. I mean, you're seeing them being like a top of the food chain, and that was because they started agreeing with the Lord. And not only that, the Lord sent somebody that would stand in the strength and the knowledge and the goodness of Jesus Christ. He would stand and not turn, even when he was getting chased down, even when he was getting chased down to get killed, after tribulation, not having a place to lay his head, acting like a crazy man to survive running away from Saul. He yet stood, and time and time again, he stood in the goodness of Jesus Christ. And because he stood, others started standing. And because of that, others started getting on board with the Lord's plan. And you could see it, and then you've seen a mighty blessing come upon all. Okay, you can see a mighty blessing come upon all. But the thing was, David loved God's people. I want to highlight that one more time. He loved whose people? God's people. David was simply a servant. And the best way that he loved God's people was he just stood in the mercy and the grace and the goodness of our Lord and Savior. And that's where we need to stand. I know, Brad, you said, he's got your back. But really, he has a plan. And that plan is an offer and an outreach. And his hand is outreached towards us. And we have the example in our own lives and in other people's lives of the goodness of Jesus Christ and how we can get on board with that. I mean, he didn't hold back his son for us to pay the price for us. And we can choose to get on that. But I don't want to leave out the choice. Brad, if I go out here and if I go and turn away from the Lord and just completely step away, walk away from Him, and in rebellion unto Him, die. I mean, there's nobody to blame on that front. There's nobody to blame on that front except myself. I mean, one thing that the Lord never had, He never had was charge over your own free will. In fact, He gave you back that. He gave you that back on that cross. Freedom from this old man. See, this old man, we were cut off. We didn't have a choice. But the Lord gave us that back. He gave us that back. And He's never had rule over that, not once. Because if He had rule over that, Lucifer wouldn't have fell. But here we have it. We know how it's set up. You know how the Lord operates. You know His way. You know, we sing that song, "Show us, show me thy ways, O Lord." Thank you so much. And we have that. He's been faithful and just to give us just that. He's been faithful and just to give us everything we need to go forward in Him. Everything. So let's do it. Let's do it as a body. Let's do it how it's set up. We understand that line of authority. We understand how He works. And it's not about that person. We need to set our eyes on Jesus. And how faithful and just and good He is. And receive those who He has sent. Because when we do that, we receive Him. And when we receive Him, we receive His Father. It's a beautiful thing. But don't deceive yourself when you reject and reject and reject that person and reject that saying of the Lord and you reject and reject. Don't deceive yourself in thinking you're going to move forward in Him. I know this might be a little tough, but it's the truth. It really is. I've seen it and done it myself many times. Thinking we're moving so, I mean, we deceive ourselves. We think we're moving on for the Lord and everything like that. And the Lord's sending this person down, giving us everything. Bop, bop that out of the way. We're hell-bent on our way, and we think we're going the right way. And gives us another direction. Pop. We just smack that out of the way. And what we're doing is we're popping His hand out of the way. Then He steps back and says, "All right, this is going to get ugly. All right, you ready again?" And then something happens. We're like, "Yes, Lord. Yes, yes, I'm ready again. Let me have your hand, please. Help me out of this. I'm sinking like Peter in the water here." But let's not go forward in that anymore. Because we have everything, folks. We have everything to go forward in Him. And I want to see this body down here grow in His faith, His love, and as His body, showing forth the goodness and the gospel and the opportunity for others to grab a hold of and to attain that gospel that we have been blessed just to hear and receive. And it's available for them too. And the best way you can do that, folks, is by looking unto Him and us receiving it ourselves first. How can we share something that we have not received? You can't. So let's receive of His faith. Let's receive of His love. Let's go forward as a unit and a body and an army for Him. And let's tear down those walls that the enemy has set before us not to go forward. Let's tear down those walls, just like the children of Israel did with the walls of Jericho. Let's shout at them. Let's tear them down. And let's go take that which the Lord has promised for us and for others. Amen.
Shall run and not get weary. They shall walk and not faint. Teach me, Lord, to wait. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew.
Davey said something in the chat, and it says the power that he was talking about in Romans 13 is the anointing by the Holy Spirit on God's minister. I wanted to highlight
that. I hope you all have a fine Sunday, and may the Lord bless us each and every one.
You are listening to the Eagle Radio Network. Our programming is listener-driven. If you'd like to help support the Eagle Radio Network to be able to continue providing programming, please click the donate button located on our site at www.eagle-radio.com. Thank you for your support.